Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get Jaylen Warren going. Play him more than Kenneth Gainwell. This should not be a timeshare. This shouldn't be 1A, 1B, and they did that. But I think you're right. I do think they miss the consistent plow-ahead guy that is going to get you a couple of yards after contact. And I know that Warren, he wound up having 80-some-odd yards in this game again. He was, I think, really good individually. But they only averaged 2.5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Not that Harris was ever the big yards per carry guy, but sometimes you need to get that head up in there.
Right. Like I, you know, I can go back on this because I said that I didn't even want this guy at all because I thought he was taxed, but watching Cam Scataboo last night, like I'm like, man, if you switch spots with him and Caleb Johnson, you draft Scataboo. Like he's that guy, like, you know, he's going to get you that yard.
I think what we're saying
is, yards.
Yeah, you need guys who are going to create when you're getting hit routinely in the backfield.
Outside of Warren.
Right.
And Gainwell, then he can be his natural third down, be the natural third down back. I feel like they're missing something.
Yes. And Caleb Johnson should be that guy.
Exactly.
He's supposed to be that guy.
Exactly.
And he got benched. I mean, shoot.
He didn't even have a hat, right?
He did.
Oh, he did have a hat?
He
did. Okay.
They dressed four running backs in this game.
Gotcha.
But unless I missed him on special teams, he didn't play.
Like, even though the Patriots have their issues and the fumbling issues, like, they have three backs that can all do something different. Like, that's what I feel like the Steelers are missing. Like, even a Gibson, who's the backup, or a Henderson, you know, somebody that just is a little bit different that can go in there and create a spark. I feel like they're missing that guy.
Yeah, because Jaylen Warren, I just said it about Aaron Rodgers. If you can't run the ball, Aaron Rodgers can't be Superman. He's 41 years old. He's been hit a lot through three games. Better this game. Didn't get sacked in this game, but he's taken too many hits. The Rodgers we see now ain't going to be the Rodgers we see at the end of the season if that continues to be the case. And I think you can make the same argument for Jaylen Warren. If Caleb Johnson's not going to factor into this, Kenneth Gainwell is a third down back, and I think now he's nestled into that role. They used him a little too much those first two games. I think they even saw the flaw in their ways. If Jaylen Warren's going to play 80% of the snaps and he's going to get 18 carries, which is a career high, and a lot of them he's going to have to make yards after contact, he's not going to be the same player at the end of the year either. You might have to play Caleb Johnson just to see if he's got it, man. And if you're not going to do that, then you need to play Trey Sermon just here and there. And this was the perfect scenario to do that, dude. They're up 14-0. You're up 14-0. Let's get a back in. Put Caleb Johnson in for a couple of carries and see if he can get something going there. Put Trey Sermon in there for a couple of carries, see if he can get something going there. And again, I know that we argued for more Jaylen Warren. I'm not saying play him 60% of the time instead of the 80 that you did, but mix in another guy because I think sometimes less can be more, at least from a carry standpoint, for Warren.
Mm-hmm.
He's never shown he can be the bell cow. And I worry about him wearing down as the season goes on.
Yep.
412-928-9370.
Or even if he goes down. Knock on wood.
Oh, my God.
Like,
and now Caleb, is Caleb Johnson your guy? Probably not. Probably going to be Kenneth Gainwell.
He's going to be a second.
Yeah. You were on this before anybody else. You were on this before anybody else. That this running back room was giving you some heebie-jeebies. And here we are three games in, and it's hard to disagree with that. You got a guy you drafted in the third round that was a quote-unquote great fit for the scheme, and he's pretty much benched by game three.
We're not going to see him for a long time.
Yeah, you're probably right, and I don't know that that's the smart thing to do. However, I've so often criticized Mike Tomlin for lack of accountability, it'd be hard for me to talk out of both sides of my mouth. My guy screwed up a game.
I mean, if he goes in there and he fumbles or something, then that's it.
Well, then you're worried about his confidence in the long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to tread lightly here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.